Today on Rockin' the Suburb.
Groove laden, fuzz drenched hard rock.
Hello, Jim, Patrick, and the Suburbs Pod community, including interns. And Jim or Patrick, whoever's closest to Shadow, please give Shadow a scratch behind the ears. I think Shadow's due, but Shadow's always due for a scratch behind the ears. This is Scott from the suburbs of Kansas City. That would be Scott Eisen. I'm doing well. About a week or 2.5 weeks ago, a surgeon cut into my throat from the front, cut off my trachea and my esophagus, pulled to the side, and fused four of my vertebrae together and put in a titanium plate, and hopefully fixed my neck, so a lot of my problems are taken care of and I can talk better now. It's healed, the swelling's down. Anyway, enough with my personal crap, and I'm going to talk about September new music. First, I'm going to start with the Warren Treaty. I've talked about them before. They are fantastic. You'll find them on every new country award show, and also on when Christmas comes around, I will bet they're on every Christmas awards or every Christmas show, and they're going to steal the show because they're fantastic. When they get together, their voices are going to overpower everybody. Well, they are a married couple, Michael Trotter and Tanya Block from Albion, Michigan. They became the Warren Treaty in 2015. They released their first EP in 2017, the first album in 2018. Since then, they've been releasing albums and just mostly taking country music by storm, but they're more than country music. They're soul, they're R&B. And they're fantastic. Well, they had a new single that they released, and this one's another one that just, it's on the country music charts, but it's much more than that. It's called Can I Get an Amen? This is done with the full gospel choir. And like I said, it's amazing. Their voices are just, well, she's as good as, nobody's as good as Aretha, but she's good. And again, it's Warren Treaty, Can I Get an Amen?
She loves to teach. Tuesday, she's a race car driver. A buck 80 burning every curb. Driving me crazy loco on a Wednesday. Can't get enough of her. And I put her first. Well, I put her first. Can I get an amen?
My second one is another person that I've had her before. It's St. Vincent, and the song is Hombre Roto. St. Vincent's Annie Clark. She studied guitar at Berkeley and she is alternative indie rock darling. The critics love her, and she's one of the most amazing guitarists living. And this song right here is, when I put it in my headphones, I'm just completely blown away. I just like to sit with this one, lights off, maybe a little enhancement from chemicals that are legal, because I'm allowed to have medical, but also in Missouri, they're legal otherwise, but just sit there and listen to it. It's just fantastic. This song, the things that you hear in the headphones are just, this is a great song. Again, it's called Ombre, gotta turn the page back, get the Ombre Roto, and it's Annie Clark's new song, St. Vincent. Great song. Finally, I'm going to get to my Just a Cover, and I got to go back to, this is by Jesse, it's a Jesse Malin cover. Jesse Malin has been around for quite a while. He suffered a stroke in his spinal cord, something I never heard of before, but it left him paralyzed from the waist down. He's been rehabbing ever since, and he's slowly getting the use of his legs back. Well, as he was rehabbing, he did a concert with, that's just my notes, but of course, I'm as organized as nobody. Oh, he did the concert with Tommy Stinson and Eugene Hoyt of Go-Go Bordello. The concert was released as a Blu-ray film and also as a CD. So he did a concert as he was rehabbing, but Jesse Malin he started out as in a band called D-Generation, which is a glam punk band, which got a lot of press and a lot of critical acclaim, but only a cult following knew them. I got one of the CDs back then, and I've tracked them the rest since. They're a good band, but like I said, nobody knew them. Since then, he's released a bunch of solo albums. They're more in the Americana, and also he rocks on someone, but there's some good albums. Well, since then, is anybody familiar with Sweet Relief? Sweet Relief is a non-profit. They did tribute albums for Victoria Williams and Vic Chestnut to help raise money for both of them. Well, they did one also for Jesse Malin. And there are a number of artists that contributed to this, including everybody from Gogo Bordello to Bruce Springsteen. It's a double album, so a number of artists. This is going to be released on December 6th. The first song that was released from it is Bruce Springsteen. He did one of Jesse Mellon's. The physical copies are going to be released December 6th, but the entire album is now streaming on Apple and also on Spotify. So you can listen to the entire album now. So my recommendation is, since you can stream the entire album, is I think right now you need to play out with the entire album. And for the entire month, you just need to play out with the entire album. But since I think that pushes it just a little bit, right now, I think a good song would be Riding on the Subway by Tommy and Ruby Stinson. So I think that should do it for the month. It's been a great month for music. September is always a great month. Well, thank you and have a good month, and continue rocking the suburbs. And thank you. This is Scott from the suburbs of Kansas City. Thank you. Bye.
Good evening, Jim, Patrick, interns, and fellow Rock in the Suburbs listeners. This is Sonny Varney from Franklin Park, Illinois, and these are my picks for September new music. First up is a band from Pottsville, Pennsylvania, called Crobot. Their latest album is titled Obsidian. Describe the sound as groove-laden, fuzz-drenched hard rock. And a song I like for you to play is the title track, Obsidian.
I am blue.
My next pick is a British four-piece all-female band called The Hot Damn. Their debut album is called Dancing on the Milky Way. I describe their sound as hooky, danceable pop rock with attitude. And a song I'd like for you to play is called Jukebox on the Radio. And for my honorable mention pick, I chose Richie Kotzen. He's a solo artist and also a guitarist. Quick background, he got his start at 18 years old on a record label, Shrapnel Records, which is known as like a guitar shredder label. He also was in the band Poison and was on the album Native Tongue. He also had his brief stint in Mr. Big, and most recently, he was in the supergroup The Winery Dogs with Mike Portnoy and Billy Sheen. He also collaborated on a project with Adrian Smith, the guitarist from Iron Maiden, called Smith Kotzen. Latest album, which is like his 22nd, I think, solo album, is titled Nomad. Describe his sound. It's like he's all over the place. He'll be blues, he'll be pop, he'll be funk, jazz fusion, and you get a little bit of that on this album. And the song I'd like for you to play is called Cheap Shots. In closing, Jim Patrick, interns, thanks for everything you do. Let's keep rocking the suburbs and listen to Suburbs Rock Radio. And until next month, goodbye for now.
Hey!
maybe a little enhancement